Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Should have known, no, there's nobody else like you.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. I'm playing the best new and indie alternative electronic rock and punk every Thursday evening between 6 and 7 o'clock. Kicking off there, Sam Shadell, Somebody Else, from his debut EP, The Circus. And if you want to catch him live, you can catch him at the Foundry in Sheffield this Saturday with the NSU and Marseille in support. That's going to be a good night in that music. Coming up on the show tonight, I got the local and national gig guide, music news, new album releases, and my special guest tonight will be Ross from Scottish punk band Cold Years. Talk about their third album, A Different Life, which is going to be hitting everywhere tomorrow. So I'm going to be playing some tracks from that album. And let's include one now. This is Radio.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
I don't wanna leave. The best is yet to come. No one will believe me that I'm not on the run. In the well, so desperate and in need. The best is yet to come. It's time to live the dream. Instead of dreaming of the life I want.
Awesome new one from Twin Atlantic. That is Get Out. Okay, this is a new one from Somebody's Child. They released a debut album last year. New one from them. This is called Oh Emily.
Nice to meet you, Judy. But my head is in a cloud and I can't see. Yeah. I stumbled to my feet and said I'm fine, but I'm not, and that's just the reality. So take it all or leave it, 'cause I'm gone. Said it's nice to meet you, then you went on your way for some time.
What a great record. Love them. Somebody's Child. And that is called Oh Emily. So Frank Turner is going to try and break the world record attempt for most shows in 24 hours. It's going to be on May the 4th and May the 5th. Undefeated, his 10th studio album, will be out on May the 3rd. This is from it. It's Letters. We'll
my name in a handwriting on an envelope. My day would get a bit better. I didn't forget her. How could I ever forget her? But now all that's left on my desk in the dust and neglect is some envelopes empty as ever. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. And then one day you dried up. Just imagine you were kind of tied up. To impose, so I just bit my tongue with a stiff lip until it was far too late for me to even contemplate writing again just to ask where you've been. So I guess we just settled on stalemate. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person. Smuggling through, I need tired of making do. I'm tired of muddling through. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters, but it's a curious thing to doubt everything that you got and get saved by a stranger you knew when you were younger. I'm gonna write another letter. I need to try and put it better.
And he's going to be playing Sheffield Foundry on May the 4th at 6 o'clock. He's doing like 20 to 30 minute sets and then heading off to the next venue. I think he's going to Chesterfield, gasoline there and then on and on. Taking a taxi around the whole of the UK. Okay, let's talk about my special guest and his band Cold Years, which their third album, A Different Life, will be released tomorrow. They've dropped Radio, which I've just played. It's kind of Green Day, Alkaline Tree and the Bouncing Souls. They've had loads and loads of support from Aberdeen. This is the follow-up to Goodbye to Misery, their 2022 album. They're going to be going on tour with The Dangerous Summer and Billy Talent. They're going to be playing Sheffield Leadmill on the 21st of May. They are Ross, Louis, Finlay and Jimmy. I'm going to play a track from that and I'll be talking to Ross straight after. This is from the new album, A Different Life. This is Roll With It.
Something on my mind tonight. I always hated long goodbyes. They're just a waste of time. I've been choking on the smoke as the circles are on my lungs. In every breath I take or a mood I take, cause a reminder that I'm numb. Cause I'm feeling like I lost control and I can't understand.
So good evening. Welcome to Ross from band Colliers. Pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's awesome to be here.
Very welcome. Talking about your third album, Different Life, which will come out kind of end of the month, 26th of April. I want to talk a bit about that. Kind of first album, Paradise, came out in 2020, follow-up 2022 with Goodbye to Misery, and then A Different Life. And it feels like a different record, you know? I think, tell me kind of the process of this writing this record in comparison to the others, because obviously there's three albums in quite a short space of time, but it feels quite different to me.
Yeah, so we wrote this record throughout a hectic year of touring, and I kind of knew that we wanted to go somewhere else to make it, and we were mucking around with producers and we didn't really know where we were going to go, and then our manager was like, you should come work with one of my guys, his name's Brett Roms and he plays in a band called I'm the Avalanche. And I was like, oh my god, they're one of my favorite bands, and he has this studio out in New Jersey. And yeah, we met him on the phone for like 20 minutes on Zoom or something, and at that point we had maybe, I don't know, like 30 songs or something. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then all of a sudden we went out on this tour with Billy Talent, and it basically became this thing where we wrote like 10 of the songs that made the album in the space of a 4-week tour.
Oh, wow. And
just went out, and every day was a new song. You know, it wasn't like everything else we've done where it's like, you know, record all the drums and then record all the guitars and then record all the vocal. It was like we approached each song every day differently and played live in the room. And yeah, it was a completely different experience, I guess, to anything else we've done before.
Yeah, definitely. It feels quite a personal record.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there that I probably didn't feel like I had the headspace to address out of COVID. And there was a lot of things happened to me. Like, I guess like a lot of things happened to a lot of people during that time, that you maybe take your brain a little while to process it and talk about it. And I think on this record, there were definitely no, like, there was nothing covered up. Like, it was just completely transparent all the way through. Like, it wasn't an easy album to lyrically put together. No.
No, it's interesting when you talk about COVID, because you think it's not actually that long ago, but the whole world was completely different. And I think in terms of music and interviewing bands through that time, when bands couldn't go and tour and they were like, nobody would know if they would ever tour again. It was so bizarre in terms of the music industry. And then I feel like I wouldn't have more and more creative stuff has come out of that, in a way. Something has come out of that in terms of being able to write and taking a break from everything. I don't know how you felt maybe at that time, but
well, we wrote an album, we had an album come out during COVID, and then we wrote another album during COVID. And you know, both of those records, we couldn't really tour them the way that we wanted to tour them, you know, that like my idea of releasing a record is you go out on tour and you just don't come home for a very long time. And
exactly. it was like,
yeah, the first one we released, Paradise, we didn't tour that at all. I think we played two shows, socially distant shows in Germany.
Okay.
Never one more months. And then we wrote Paradise. We wrote Goodbye to Misery and recorded that straight out of the block as soon as we could come out again.
Yeah.
But again, touring wasn't what it was. You know, you had like, there were so many like false starts, and like it took a while for things to go back to normal. I mean, when you then add on top of that that we'd left the European Union and we had all of this additional, I'm not going to swear, stuff to contend with as part of that, and then, you know, it was just really hard. And I think now, like, it feels great to actually put a record out and actually there be no rules and there be no restrictions around what you can and can't do to promote it. And actually now, like, we can tour as much as we want now, and there's nothing really stopping that anymore. You know, it's great.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the tour, because you're going out touring with The Dangerous Summer, Billy Talent, back to show here in Sheffield, Leadmill, 21st of May. What can we expect from this tour from you guys? Because I've been Yeah.
Well, firstly, there's a lot more touring that we haven't announced yet, which will be announced the day the record comes out. We're going to announce, I think, about a month's worth of European dates in September, October, which will be awesome. I'm probably not supposed to tell you that, but I don't really care. And then the UK dates, I'm really excited. We're doing like three headline dates, and then we're going out with the Dangerous Summer. And then, yeah, like you say, we're doing some dates with Billy Talent. And then we've also got some other stuff in June, which we can't talk about yet, too. I think it's going to be, and then we have festivals literally all summer. It's going to be like a really busy next few months. And I think for me, like, our live show is so different now to what it was last year. Like, we play for a good hour and a half now, and we play cuts from everything, but we're playing like the whole record, the whole new record in full. And like, and it's energetic, you know. I think, there's going to be a lot of crowd participation, a lot of energy, a lot of just gratefulness to be alive and doing this. And actually, like, we've seen it, like, we've worked so hard in the room, because I think, like, the anticipation of not playing live, but we haven't played a show since June last year. We had to come off completely, just stop. You know, we had to take a break to go record. So all of us are so just ready for it and excited. And yeah, I can't wait to be in a room full of people and share all this music. It's going to be great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can imagine just kind of get out there doing the, and the festival season coming up as well. Are you doing European festivals? Can you say that?
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of Euro festivals, some of which have been confirmed and some of them haven't. One of my favorite ones, though, is always there's a place in Germany. There's a festival in Germany we played a few years in a row now. Mm-hmm. Before COVID, and then minus the hiatus of COVID. And then, you know, we did it last year too. It's called Neuhausen. And it's funny to see how every year in Europe, like, the stages get bigger. Like, we're playing the main stage on a Friday night now, which, like, to me is like, and it's a huge, it's, I mean, it's only, okay, it's still a lot of people. It's like maybe 7,000-8,000, but it's like, I don't know, things like that to me are crazy. Like, we've done some really cool festivals in the past, and I think this year that's starting to pop a little. I'm doing 2,000 Trees again this year in the UK, is like one of my favorite festivals in the world, man. Like, I love that place so much. It's such a special place. Actually, funny story about that. The first time we played it, we played the set, and then our manager turned around and told me, oh, you're playing at the Frank Turner tent at like 10 p.m. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be drunk by then. That's not happening. And they were like, no, I can't do it. So I show up, and there's no one there. And I'm like, oh, well. And then all of a sudden, these people start showing up. And before you know it, you're playing like a full tent of just with an acoustic guitar with like no PA or nothing, six beers drink like deep. I even made a joke about Noel Gallagher and didn't get bottled. So yeah, it went down really well. And I'm looking forward to it again this year. It's gonna rock. Can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I've been to a lot of European festivals myself over the years. It's quite interesting, the difference, actually. And so places like Germany, I think, I don't know if you're playing Hurricane Festival, you know that one?
Not this year.
Yeah.
I can't tell you yet.
That's what I went to.
We will be playing Hurricane Festival. But no, it's funny. Because like my dream festival in Europe has always been Rockamring. I think that's like the quintessential, like all my favorite bands as a kid, like played there. And like, I think I was watching footage of like Pearl Jam when they first started out playing Rockamring. And I was like, it's a really, I don't know if you've ever been there, but like, it's basically this tiny little thin strip of a stage surrounded by like hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm like, one day that'll be us.
it's a racetrack, isn't it? Something.
Yeah. It's cool.
Cool. Maybe one day. Ross, thanks so much for talking me to tonight. So new album, Different Life, going to be out 26th of April, big tours coming up. Sounds like it's going to be a very exciting year for you guys.
Yeah, please come and see us live. Say hi.
Absolutely. Congrats to May, Sheffield and Mill with a Dangerous Summer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be great. Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Enjoy it all.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Reason there's a place here for you. What does it matter if the world's
That's Choke from A Different Life by Cole Years, out tomorrow. Thanks to Ross for talking to me. Go and catch them live 21st of May and catch them with The Dangerous Summer at Sheffield Leadmill. Going to do music news straight after this from Sheffield band Something Good. It's a track there called Work in TV, and they're going to be finishing their UK tour at the Hallamshire Hotel tomorrow night, but it's sold out. So see if you can get a ticket somehow. But this is, yeah, from Working TV. Great track.
I've heard that you're low again. Things going slow again. You can't even dream again. You're in that routine again. You need to believe again. Something that's real again. You just need to grieve again. You just need to heal again. And something good's gonna happen. Yeah, something good's gonna happen. Yeah, something good's gonna happen. Something good's gonna happen. Wake up in time and see the light. Be in your mind and don't tell lies. Just pacify, 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 pacify. I've heard that you're lost again. You're sleeping a lot again. You don't find the love again. And things that you love again. You've got to believe again. In something that's real again. Yeah, please just believe again. In something that's real again. Yeah, something good's gonna happen.
don't tell lies, just pacify, 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 pacify. Your speakers are off again, the music has stopped again, you don't want to go out again, and starting to doubt again.
Love that. Working TV. Something good. It is good. Okay, let's do some music news for you now.
Music news.
So, Matt Healy, the 1975 frontman, he's responded to Taylor Swift's newest album, The Tortured Poets Department. While unconfirmed, it's strongly believed that he's the subject to several songs, namely its title track and The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, amongst others. When approached by paparazzi in Los Angeles on Wednesday, the 1975 was asked how he felt about his Taylor diss track. While it's unclear which exact song the paparazzo was referring to, Healy replied, "My diss track? Oh, I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good." Coachella is facing a $28,000 fine due to Lana Del Rey's set running 30 minutes over the curfew. But Say Yes to Heaven singer was again late to the stage when she performed at the Empire Polo Club on Friday, the 19th of April. And a representative for Indio in California, where the world-famous music festival is held, has confirmed that the organisers were liable to pay the fine. Considering they were fined a whopping $117,000 for the first weekend last year, as all three headliners were delayed, it's not the most they've been charged for exceeding curfews. She's no stranger to keep fans waiting. The summertime standard singer was half an hour late Glastonbury, then blamed the fact she was getting her hair done for her tardiness, only for a hairdresser to appear on stage to finish tending to her tresses as she sang. That's the music news. Now, this is a new one from Alex Henry Foster. His new album is out tomorrow. It's called Kimio, and this is a track from this is Nocturnal Candescence.
Thank you.
Nocturnal Candescence, that is Alex Henry Foster, going to do some gigs straight after Brand New from Justice. This is Santa 9. Justice, Saturnine, star Miguel. Okay, it's time to do some gigs for you. This is Local National Guide, and this is in playing in Sheffield this week. You've got Slugfoot at the Washington tonight, tomorrow Mad Dog McCree at the Greystone, Saturday Hybrid Minds at Tank Nightclub, then Skint Knees at Sydney Matilda, and Subhotic at Bishop's House. Sunday, there is Bailey J. Mills at the Lead Mill, Shape of Water at the Hive at the Bridge Inn in Rotherham. Monday, Swim School's down at Yellow Arch. The Amazing Editors are playing the Lead Mill on the Wednesday next week. Some other tours going on. Dead Pony have announced Deaf Institute Music Hall, 10th of December. Those tickets go on sale 26th of April, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Lauren Hibbert has announced Manchester Academy 3 on the 16th of September. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And White Lies have announced Gorilla in Manchester playing the 3rd and 4th of July, performing Ritual in full on the 3rd and performing Big TV Album on the 4th. And those tickets are on sale now. Okay, few tracks left. It's 6:48. It's in Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is a new one from Telenova. This is Power.
Forgetting the face of one that I adore.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Docket featuring Bully by Blonde Shell. Before that, Telling Over and Power. And some new album releases tomorrow. There is a new one from Dark Throne, It Beckons Us All. Alex Henry Foster and Kimio, that's out tomorrow. Fat White Family, Forgiveness Is Yours. Obviously, Cold Years, we've been playing tonight. Talking to Ross, Different Life, that's out tomorrow. New one from Justice, Hyperdrama, Laufey, that Bewitched, that's out tomorrow. Picture This, have a new album called Park Car, Conversations, Porridge, new album called Teething, 6x6, Beyond Shadowland, and the Zootons, and the Big Decider. So there's loads of albums out tomorrow. It's a big day for music. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to Ross for Cold Years talking to me on the show. I'm going to finish with this one. This is the Mysterines, Sink Your Teeth. See you next week.